Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Obviously, there are investment projects happening in Indonesia. First off, have you heard from the president? Has he called you?
No, not about that, but I'm glad he acknowledges that I'm a good boy. I am a good boy.
An all-time classic from Donald Trump Jr. there. I'm glad he acknowledges I'm a good boy because I am a good boy. Just absolutely bizarre. And that's the subject of today's video, is Donald Trump Jr. and this wedding. Because today, Donald Trump was asked if he was going to go to this wedding. And Donald Trump was like, I don't know if I'm going to go to his wedding, which don't worry, we're going to talk about. But this whole thing is bizarre. And obviously, the Trump family is super bizarre. I'm kind of convinced they all hate each other, but they're all just there getting rich off each other. So they kind of try to like pretend and accept it. Let's start here before we go to kind of the main story, just so I can give you some background here. See, this article was from May. Don Jr. has incredible excuse for putting his wedding on hold. And I feel like most people wouldn't know about this unless, you know, this conversation got brought up today when Donald Trump was asked this question. So this article kind of resurfacing here. Donald Trump Jr.'s relationship with fiancée Benetta Anderson has been moving fast, especially when you consider the trajectory of his previous engagement to Kimberly Guilfoyle. The president's eldest son dated the former Fox host for 2 years, and then they were engaged for 4 years. We don't exactly know when that kind of ended and this new relationship started, but suffice to say, after wooing Anderson for roughly a year, Don Jr. popped the question last December. 3 weeks ago, Anderson had a bridal shower at Mar-a-Lago, so this would have been early April. That suggests the wedding will be happening soon. But if you believe the latest tabloid gossip, the wedding is actually on hold due to the Iran war. This week, the Daily Mail reported that the couple is considering a very small and intimate wedding at the White House, which Donald Trump seemed to confirm today. But a, quote, insider told the Mail they're worried that that it would be inappropriate with a nation at war. Quote, they will have a celebration at due time at the White House. But, you know, they're waiting for the right moment because of what's happening in the world. They want to wait until that settles, the Inner Circle source said. Asked to clarify if that directly meant the wedding would not take place until the situation with Iran was finished, they added, quote, that is what I believe is happening. They're waiting, and so they may have a very, very intimate, extremely intimate celebration at the White House, just family members, but still when it's appropriate. At the moment, it's not appropriate if everything sorts itself out and it's a good time to do it, but not right now. Later, a, quote, Page Six source shared the same rumor, adding that King Charles' state visit had pushed Americans to their pomp limit. They're very aware that a lavish wedding at the White House while people are dying wouldn't be well received, especially after the state's dinner for King Charles. And so it's also interesting when you consider this because, like, Don Jr., I guess, is concerned, and his fiancée, soon-to-be wife, concerned about the political realities here. I don't think Donald Trump cares very much about the political realities here, as this points out. Do they think that Americans are so invested in all of this that it could impact the midterms? The ongoing war hasn't kept Donald Trump from repeatedly golfing, demanding that construction continue on his extravagant ballroom or releasing plans for a presidential library skyscraper complete with gold statues of himself. Next to those garish displays, an intimate White House wedding ceremony would look downright wholesome. And that's absolutely true. And it's not just that. It's also the outward corruption we're seeing in the way that Donald Trump is often touting and selling different things while this Iran war goes on, which we will touch on. But again, this has happened before with Donald Trump, you know, like kind of poking at his son, specifically Don Jr., and saying, you know, in this instance, saying, I don't know if he's going to come to the wedding. There was also this, I don't know if you remember this, during Turning Point USA, where he essentially, Don Jr. was on stage and Donald Trump got on the phone and said, quote, I want to be with you, but I'll be with you soon. Don Jr. is like holding the phone up to the microphone so everyone can hear, quote, and I just want to say that nobody did more for me than Charlie, and there's nobody better than Erica Kirk, and you are the greatest people on earth. I hope my son's doing a good job representing me. Otherwise, I'll have to say, you're fired, Don, you're fired. So thank you very much and have a great day. I hope Don makes a great speech. If he doesn't make a great speech, let me know about it. I'll give him hell. The these are pictures from that happening. Again, kind of this is a funny photo set here. Just a bizarre thing to bring up about your son when you're, you know, essentially on stage virtually talking to all these people at Turning Point USA. Let's listen again to this clip today, and I want to point something out about it that you may have missed. By the way, we're about halfway through this video. If you don't know who I am, my name's Chris Mowry. I'm 24 years old. I do a daily video here on the Adam Mockler channel. Adam and I have been friends for a while, and I'm so lucky to be able to do a daily video here. So it'd mean a lot if you check out my YouTube channel down below. Show some love over there. It really helps me out. And here on the Adam Mockler channel, we're really trying to build something big to punch back against MAGA media, against a lot of lies you hear, and do it with a, you know, Gen Z center to it. I'm 24. I believe Adam is 23 or 24. I know you see people like Micah Irfan sometimes on this channel, who's also around our age. And we just surpassed 2 million followers, which is absolutely nuts, or subscribers, I should say. So if you appreciate the work I do, what we do, and you want to help us out, it would mean a lot if you go down below, make sure you're subscribed, like this video, share it out. Really, really helps us out. You guys are the best. Take a listen and listen closely.
Mr. President, are you back? Yeah, are you attending
your son's wedding this weekend, by the way?
He'd like me to go, but it's going to be just a small little private affair, and I'm going to try and make it. I'm in the midst. I said, you know, this is not good timing for me. I have a thing called Iran and other things. That's one I can't win on. If I do attend, I get killed. If I don't attend, I get killed. By the fake news, of course, I'm talking about. No, but he's got a very person who I've known for a long time, and hopefully they're going to have a great marriage.
Mr. President, actually, to add to the art, I just actually passed by it on my...
Wait, hold on a second. Hold on a second. That last part. That, first of all, the entire thing is like, you know, I don't know. I hate my son. But also, that last part, he's got, and he's kind of stuttering, a special person. And I hope they have a great marriage. Does he know who Don Jr.'s wife is? Somebody pointed this out on Twitter. I genuinely think he panicked here that he'd be quizzed about Don Jr.'s fiance's name. Watch this and tell me if I'm wrong. And when I rewatched the video, I was like, that's actually kind of sounds right, the way he's talking and the way he ends the conversation. He's got a very, you know, he's got a great, great person. I hope they, you know, have a great marriage. And then he looks over and is ready to move on. Like, think about this. If Donald Trump was asked directly, do you know the name of Don Jr.'s wife, do you think he would? I don't know. I mean, he's also 79 years old, you know, in clear and obvious cognitive decline. We hear him rambling worse and worse every single day, bruises on his hands, swelling of his ankles. We've seen a rash now on his kind of neck, the makeup attempting to cover up the bruising. We've seen him literally fall asleep multiple times in the Oval Office. So even if he did know, can he keep it in his head? I don't know. And again, because of this Don Jr. talk, some tweets being resurfaced that I really love. Remember when they said Trump would get us into a full-blown war with Iran? Times like these should make us realize how lucky we were to have Trump, his strength and resolve. This tweet from April 13th of 2024. So coming up on 2 years now. My goodness, I almost said a year. This administration has felt like 3 decades, and I know many of you feel that. I can't keep track of, it's like, is it the first year, the second year, is it the 20th year? But obviously a reader's added context here saying, because remember his tweet says, remember when they said Trump will get us into a full-blown war with Iran? Reader's added context, Trump got us into a war with Iran, which he most certainly did. And he said the whole thing was going to last, you know, 2 weeks. And it certainly lasted longer than that. I also want to play this clip where Donald Trump seems to suggest that he's going to be staying in the White House for longer than 2024, which I know a lot of people have talked about, especially in relation to him and his son. They're all getting super, super, super rich. The most clear outward corruption in the world. I'll tune you in briefly to some of Don Jr.'s new adventures where he's making tons of money. But take a listen to this.
Breakers, we're going to learn everything we can learn. We're going to shortly make them ourselves, but we're making right now, currently under construction, we have 11 beautiful. And I said, come on, when's the first one coming? They said, in 28. I said, I'm going to be here in 28. Maybe I'll be here in 32, too. I don't know. Maybe I will. But I'm going to be here in 28. And I'll tell you, I said, that's great because I'm going to be there at the dedication. They have been trying to get icebreakers for years and years. And no president was able to provide them with what you need to get it done. And I want to thank the country of Finland because they are known to make the best icebreakers. And
he is so gross joking about this. And I get so mad, too, when I debate MAGA sometimes on TikTok. I'll co-stream it to YouTube. People say, oh, he's just joking. He's just joking. It's like, he's the president of the United States. He has a little merch section in the Oval Office or somewhere in the White House that have Trump 2028 hats. It's like, how far can the joke go? And the fact there's people screaming and yelling and cheering about it. But again, when you consider the idea that Donald Trump has tripled his net worth, he doesn't give a damn about the Constitution. He's enriching himself. And again, his family, Donald Trump Jr.'s venture capital firm. So many more people should talk about this. But it's so hard to keep up with all the madness in this administration. That's part of how they do so well. They want to keep people kind of sinking underwater in all of the news. His venture capital firm, 1789 Capital, grew from $200 million to $3.5 billion in assets in roughly a year, a 17x jump. The firm backs AI, defense tech, and real estate under a, quote, America First anti-ESG brand. Portfolio companies have landed $735 million in federal contracts since Trump took office, including a $625 million Pentagon loan. Is that could that possibly be a conflict of interest? I cannot believe that people look at this and don't just immediately go, oh my God, this is the most corrupt group of people we have ever seen. They don't give a damn about anybody but themselves and getting super rich. Let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. Make sure you like and subscribe on this video. Check out my YouTube channel. I will be here tomorrow because, again, I do a daily video here on the Adam Mockler channel. I will see you there. I appreciate you watching. Have a good one.
Hey, guys. Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.